AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Texas authorities say a suspect has been arrested in what they describe as the cold-blooded assassination of a uniformed sheriff's deputy. Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says the suspect, 30-year-old Shannon Miles, does have an arrest record.
He does have previous criminal history that includes charges for resisting arrest, trespass, evading detention, and disorderly conduct with a firearm.
Miles is being charged with capital murder. Authorities say the deputy was gunned down from behind while filling up his patrol car at a suburban Houston gas station. In New Orleans, residents and community activists gathered to remember those lost in Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago and celebrate the city's rebound from devastation. City, state, and federal officials are among those at another event taking place now to remember and celebrate. MC newscaster Soledad O'Brien.
You came together and you faced your challenges with strength and with determination, and that is why tonight's event is called The Power of Community. It's about the resilience of a great American city.
Tropical storm Erica dissipated early today, even as its remnants started drenching parts of eastern Cuba, but it left devastation in its path, killing at least 20 people and leaving another 31 missing in the eastern Caribbean. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center says they can't rule out the possibility that Erica would reorganize in a couple of days.
Too early to say just how likely that is, but there's at least some possibility of that. Some of the computer models are hinting on that.
In California, dozens of San Quentin prisoners are under observation after an inmate was diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease. There's been a halt to visitors and a limit on drinking water supplies. This is AP Radio News. The New York Air Show is honoring the pilot who died when his propeller-driven stunt plane crashed while practicing tricks yesterday at Stewart International Airport in New Windsor.
The NTSB is investigating what caused Andrew Wright's plane to crash. Meanwhile, Kathy Bassett, the PR director for the New York Air Show, says the event is going on through the weekend with tributes to Wright, including a moment of silence.
He's definitely in our hearts and minds here today, and all of the pilots out here today, most of them knew Andrew. You know, this is a tight community.
Ben Granucci of NYCAviation.com was watching Wright perform midair tricks and says the pilot was doing a corkscrew climb when he slowed down and eventually spun to the ground and crashed. Julie Walker, New York.
Thousands of bicyclists in various stages of undress held the Philly Naked Bike Ride today in Philadelphia. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.